AJC at acbradio.org with news and views I hope you can use. Hello once again, this is Don Coco, and I'm with you from Sacramento, California, reporting for Main Menu. We're looking still at Norton System Works 2003. And before we take a look at it, I'd like to just thank the many people who have written in who have said that they appreciate this particular tutorial. Apparently you have found this helpful, and I'm glad that I'm able to help you. I hope that what I'm saying and what I'm trying to teach here will make some sense to you. Now, I don't understand everything about Norton or its products, and like yourself, some of these things don't work very well. I try to figure ways that this stuff will work the best with speech. And when I can get something that works really well, I try to show it to you. So I want to thank all the people who have written to DJC at acbradio.org. And you can feel free at any time to write to that address if you have comments, suggestions, or criticisms about my work. Now, feel free to write. Perhaps you have a piece of software you'd like me to review, and perhaps I can do that for you. Let's talk about Norton System Doctor. Now, I'm not going to demonstrate Norton System Doctor for you because it is CPU intensive, but I'll talk about what it actually is. It is designed to monitor the health of the computer, basically. What you can do is you can customize it to meet your needs. So, say you want to know if you're, or say you're writing to your hard drive and you want to know if you're going to fall below a certain level of space. You could customize it. You could say, well, play a sound when you reach 2 gig of space. Okay, I've got a hard drive. My hard drive is 5 gig, and I'm going to write a lot of data to it right now, but I would like to know when it reaches 2 gig because I don't want it to go below 2 gig. You can actually set up WAV files and customize that. You can do that with the drive. You can also do that with the time, your clock. So you can tell it, hey, I want to know if my clock is within so many seconds. And if it drifts out of bounds, I want you to play a sound. And it will do that. You can get it to do that as well. You can also monitor your internet connection speed, and it will do that very effectively. Now, these sensors that they have on the screen, what happens is you start up Norton System Doctor and the screen comes up, and what you have to do is you have to double left click with your mouse pointer the particular sensor you want to work with. And then you'll be able to tab, and there'll be a properties button. And when you tab to the properties button, there are different tabs under that. And that's how you'll configure it. You'll click on the tab you want, and then you'll tab over, and there'll be combo boxes, netted boxes like enable and play a sound and so forth and so on. There's a whole bunch of them. Like I say, I can't demonstrate that because what happens is when I bring it up, it's going to start running and it's very CPU intensive. I won't be able to use the speech. So I'm not going to do that. I just wanted to tell you about how it works to give you an idea of what it is. It's called Norton System Doctor. It's something that you may or may not need, but I wanted to make you aware of that particular product. Now, what I would like to talk about today, there are some other utilities. Let's see what we have not covered here. Let's go to the Norton Norton suite here. Let's see what we have here. And let's see what we're going to go
Norton System Works quilt and equals
with the let's see. We've talked about many of the utilities. Like I say, they're not all speech-friendly here. Some of them you'll find will work really well, and some won't. Let's take a look at this process viewer. I wonder if this process viewer would be speech-friendly. Process viewer means you want to know how many running processes you have on your computer. Now, they have a process viewer here. Now, again, I'll stress that all these utilities with Norton do require some mousing. So you need to be at least somewhat fluent with your mouse controls. On Windows Eyes, we need to use our numpad keys on the right side of the keyboard. In JFW, I guess, forgive me if I'm wrong, I believe I don't have JFW. I understand. I believe they call it the JFW cursor or some such similar. You do need to be conversant to be able to use many of these utilities. If you have the ability to reclass the custom controls in Norton, as I've done with Windows Eyes, this stuff will work marvelous for you. With Windows Eyes, we reclassed every one of these custom controls to buttons, and they work great. Now let's hit return on this process viewer,
menu
and we'll take a look at this.
Start button. Process viewer.
Now, it's up on the screen here, and again, you need to, as I say, we need to at least locate the first item and left-click that, and that will give us, like, a list view type of
top
thing.
Left.
So let's do that.
F equals file pull down. V equals view pull down. P equals process pull down. H equals help pull down. F equals file pull down.
Now, that's our menu, and as you can see, we can go under the file menu, different menus here, for different items. Or,
graphic,
I can just down arrow.
Graphic.
We have graphics at the top, of course.
Name, graphic, it, priority, threads, type, full path, and...
Lots of information there, and they're in columns, of course.
B, 19,788,501. 8 normal, 1, 3, 2 bit, C win as distal. F.xe, 4,294,554,305. 8 normal, 17, 3, 2 bit,
Let me actually hit the left.
Left. List
I'm just going to click on the left. I just clicked on one of the items, and what that does, now it's in a list view, and now I can use my regular arrow keys on a T cursor to read up and down.
Sanskrit.xe, 4,294,000.
Now, a lot of this won't make sense to us, because a lot of this is all numbers and that sort of thing. Visually, it makes more sense, but
Greek50.xe.
If I was having trouble with a process, I could kill it from here.
Xinject.xe, 4,200,000,000. Help.xe, 4,000,000,000. Direct.xe, 4,291,000,000.
See, there's direct. DNS2Go, for example. Let's say I wanted to kill DNS2Go. Can we do that? Well, let's see if we can do that.
F equals file pull down.
Well, we can't do it that way. We don't have a...
Menu close.
We don't have a standard context menu here. So what I'll have to do is I need to locate DNS2Go with the mouse pointer, and I'm going to right-click on it.
Right. Context menu.
And I get a context menu that way. Now I'm going to down arrow. Let's look at the choices we have.
T equals threads.
Threads. I can find out the threads of an item, and that's all numbers. That won't do you much good, but you can at least check that out. It's down arrow.
M equals modules.
Modules.
H equals heap.
Heap.
E equals memory.
Memory.
V equals version.
Version.
S equals switch to.
Switch to.
B equals bring to front.
Bring to the front.
P equals set priority.
Set priority.
K equals kill.
Kill.
T equals threads.
And we're back to threads. So they have a whole bunch of different things we can do with this particular item. We can kill it. We can look at the threads. Now, when you press any of these other ones, threads and memory and all those, I believe it's going to bring up a window.
M equals modules.
So if I were to hit return on this module.
Menu closed. List view.
We would get...
Modules DNS2GoClient.exe.
Let's see what we have.
Top. AdLuppy32.dll v60,065,536,626,20020930PMC Windows System AdLuppy32.dll. 1 of 49. List box. Comes with 32.dll.
Basically what it does here is modules. It's showing me all the DLL files, as you can see, that are available for this particular item. Anyway, that's basically how that works. It's called the Process Viewer. You might find it useful. I'm not going to kill anything here. There's no sense in doing that, but I wanted to show you how that
process
works.
Viewer.
That's a great little utility.
Explorer.exe.
You might find you may want to, for example, if Explorer were giving you trouble, you could kill it this way. I know there are other ways to do it. It's basically a task manager is what it really is, although it's a little more involved than just your standard task manager. But it's pretty good. It's called the Process Viewer. Now, I've had a lot of requests for the final utility that I'm going to teach you, and this is the final project that we're going to do for Norton. After this, you guys will be on your own. I think it's a great set of utilities. One of the finest utilities that they've put into Norton is Norton Ghost. And this is what our focus is today. Norton Ghost is a utility that allows you to make a drive and take your drive and back it up somewhere else. That's what ghosting does. It takes a bit-by-bit copy of your drive, and it will take your files and back them up to another location. So, you got an 80-gig C drive, you got a 120-gig D drive, you can back up the 80-gig C drive to the 120-gig D drive. You can back it up intact. What it will do is it makes what's called images, and it will compress the images. That's what it does. It's Windows-friendly to start out with, and then it goes down into DOS to do its work. I understand it works under all flavors of Windows. I don't think there's any problem with that at all. Even with XP, I understand the Ghost will work. I cannot actually do ghosting, of course, for you, and I would like to say that at the beginning. But I'm going to launch it anyway, and I'm going to try to talk you through basically how you would set it up. And this is what we're going to do. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to the program group right now, and we're going to locate
0011
Norton again, and we're going to locate Ghost.
P equals programs quotum. 1 equals
N. Let me find it here.
No N equals.
And here we are. Now, in the older days, I've been using actually Ghost for quite a while, and I've used different flavors of Ghost. I actually used to use a real early flavor of Ghost before Symantec bought it. It was Ghost 4.0, and it was great. It would take a small, in those days, we had small little drives. You could take a 2-gig partition, and it would actually back that partition right up for you. And this is when I had a 2-gig C drive in the old days. This is way back when, you know, Windows 95 I'm going back to. So, it was great. And then they came along with other flavors of Ghost. Norton, of course, bought the rights to Ghost, and they bought it, and they brought out their own version. Up until recently, it has not been especially speech-friendly. I think this is Norton Ghost 7. I believe it's Norton Ghost 7. I don't want to swear to that, though, because I have an earlier version of Ghost, which is Norton Ghost 6, and that particular version is required to run from either a bat file or something like that. It's not a Windows program. This here is a Windows program to get you started. So let's go down to it here.
N equals Norton Clean Sweep Quilldown. N equals Norton Ghost Quilldown.
And let's hit return.
N equals Norton Ghost. Launch Norton Ghost 2003.
Okay, that's the first one.
T equals tutorials. Description of shortcut.
They have a tutorial section here. That's like a help menu.
N equals Norton Ghost. Launch Norton Ghost 2003.
So we're going to launch it is what we're going to do here.
Menu closed. Button. Start button. Arrow.
Now I'm waiting for that to come up. Of course, it's going to come up with the Norton.
Norton system works.
The Norton system works.
Custom control.
And it's going to come all up on the screen. And I'm going to just tab.
Button. M equals home. Button. L equals live update. Button. R equals rescue. Button. O equals options. Button. H equals help. Button. Norton utilities. Button. P equals backup.
There we go. Backup.
Button. S equals restore.
Or restore. This is for the Ghost right here.
Button. V equals view log.
And I can view a log.
Button. M equals home.
Now you'll have a chance to
S
either
restore
an image or back up an image depending on what you want to do. So in other words, what you can do is you can back up an image, save it, go do other work with your machine, and later on restore that image. That's the beautiful thing about Ghost. For example, let me give you a good example of that. Recently, I've been running Windows 2K. My SB Live sound card is not quite running properly under Windows 2K. I don't know why. I think it's a driver issue. Some sounds don't always play properly is what the problem I'm having with it. Now, I don't know if it's Win2K, if it's my SB Live value, or what. I had written to Jonathan, and I said, Jonathan, I'm not sure if I can finish this, man. I'm under Win2K. And then I got thinking, it's like, Don, you have a Windows Millennium image. Why don't you just go back to that image and your sound card will work properly and you will be able to then continue your tutorial. And this is exactly what I've done. And this is why I'm able to finish this particular Norton tutorial for you. It's because I went back to a Ghost image. So let's say we were going to back up an image. Let's let's go to the backup here.
Button. P equals backup.
And we're going to press the space bar on it. You press the space bar on any one of these buttons, or you can hit return. We'll press the space bar here. And we're going to have it come up on the screen. We've got the
button and equals next. Property sheet.
Here
backup wizard. Graphical Norton Ghost backup wizard steps you through the task of backing up your computer to a Ghost image file. For more information, see the Norton Ghost user as guide. Button and equals next. Button cancel. Button help.
Now, what I'm going to do I cannot actually do this image itself, but I should be able to at least more or less show you how it's done. We'll just press next.
Preview S equals source. Disk 1 expanded 2 items, depth 1.
Now, they want to know what is the source file.
Radio button and I can check tab. Equals file 102.
Now,
preview S equals source. Just one expanded to item step 1.
Let's explain what they're talking about. They say source disk 1 and it's expanded. And if I down arrow, I have my C drive. If I down arrow, I have my other partition. I have two partitions on this one drive. Normally, you probably would want to back up C because that's what Windows is. Or you might want to back up C. But in this case, I'm just going to pretend that I want to back up E. And I'm going to just tell it, I'm going to tab.
Radio button check F equals file 102.
Now, let's see what the radio button is. We have file. In other words, do I want to make this a file, this ghost image? I can do that, or...
Radio button check R equals recordable CD or DVD 202.
I can make it a recordable CD or a DVD. And that's a new feature, and that's pretty cool. Because basically, you could back up your computer onto a CD or a DVD for later use. And that's pretty cool. I mean, that's... I mean, granted, it will take some CDs, depending on the size of your drive or what you want to do.
Radio button check F equals file 102.
So we'll just say file here.
Button B equals backup. Button N equals next.
And we'll press the next button.
Combo edit box F equals image file name.
Now, image file name. I can type in a name if I care to do that, or I can browse. So let's just type a name. /Norton E. That'll work.
Button R equals browse. Edit box D equals image description. Backup image of disk 1 with partition Missy E. Backup taken on 3/25/2003. Button B equals backup. Button N equals next.
And as you can see, I'm tabbing now. We've done that, and we're going to just press the next button.
Button N equals next.
And here we have... let's have it read the screen here.
Button advanced settings disabled.
We have advanced settings. They're disabled.
Button S equals advanced settings. Configures advanced settings such as using USB drivers to access external storage. Devices or adding extra command line options to the task. Button B equals back. Button N equals next.
Okay, so that's an advanced setting field. And we're just going to press next there.
Left. Button L equals launch tutorials. Dialog. Dialog disaster recovery graphic disaster recovery. After creating the backup image, ensure that you can access it using the DOS version of Ghost. This ensures that you will be able to recover your computer if Windows does not start. To do this, run an integrity check on the image using the following type of disaster recovery boot disk. Standard boot disk. For more information, see the Norton Ghost User As Guide. Default button L equals launch tutorials. Dialog button C equals continue.
They would like you to take a boot disks from your A drive and make a set of them. It's 10 disks. This is for their entire suite. Now, obviously for blind people, this is never going to work because we don't have speech. It's just absolutely never going to work. You would need sighted assistance. I've only had once where an image failed on me. I don't know even why it failed. It normally doesn't. And I actually had to call a friend to come over because I couldn't recover my computer. It's like I had to call a friend and have him come over and actually get me running again. And he was able to just, he put the Norton CD in. He located Ghost on the Norton CD. And he just located my image and he told it to restore. And it restored it fine. When I told it to restore, I don't know why, something went wrong with it. Now, that's rare. I'll say that to you because I've actually backed up and restored images many times and never had a problem. One of the benefits of backing up is maybe if you have a new installation of Windows, you might want to back up an image and maybe save a fresh, you know, like a brand new pristine image. Or if you get your machine running and it's really running in good condition, you might want to save an image. That way, if you install drivers, you install stuff and it messes up, you can always say, hey, I'll go back to this image that I took a while back, and with minimal fuss, you're back to where you were. Also, the images are good for the machine licensing codes and things of that nature that are a lot of games are a lot of those are in games now, and my Otsuke uses that and that sort of thing. And those are really good because you can actually save, you save everything, including the registry. It saves just everything. So, but just be aware that this will not work as far as this section right here with the boot disks for a blind person. And I think you need to be aware of that. Other than that, Ghost is usable. And as far as your machine, I mean, if you're having trouble with your drives, if you try and take an image, you might run into trouble, sure, because it's not reading or writing it correctly, but assuming your drives are in proper condition, you take an image, you should be certainly able to restore the image. And a lot of times what they recommend is you back up the image and then you try and restore that same image to make sure it worked correctly. And you can certainly do that if you want to spend the time. And it will take, it will depend on your drive. Norton takes an image in 2 gig increments. So if you have an 80 gig drive, it could take a long time to do the entire drive. You might want to let it run overnight type of thing, you know. And you certainly can set this stuff up to be done overnight and let it run. Like I say, it will boot down on DOS. When it is done, it will finish and it will boot back to Windows. You don't need to even worry about it. You can tell it to go off and do the image work, and you can take off or whatever, have it do it in the daytime when you're at work or whatever. You know, you come home and it's done, and it will have booted you right back into Windows. Now let's tab over to where it says continue.
Button C equals continue.
And let's press the space bar there.
Button R equals run now. Property sheet,
now.
Sheet backup wizard graphic, review the settings in the test summary. Click back to modify the settings or run now to start the test. Backup test source disk 1 MISI destination D Norton E.go approximate size of backup image 189 MB options use PC dust fast compression additional virtual partition free space 2 MB button D equals disaster recovery. Dialog create a disaster recovery disk which enables you to access a backup image in the event of a system failure. Button B equals back button R equals run now button cancel button help.
Now, as you can see they have run now. And if I do tell it to run now, I'm going to get one more screen, and the screen is going to say, Norton is about to run a task on your computer that requires that it reboots. Do you want to continue? And I would tell it yes. It's called Ghost, and it's with the Norton set of utilities. I've had a couple of inquiries before I close about the Norton firewall, and I cannot comment on the Norton firewall because my Norton System Works does not have Norton's firewall. So I'm not able to contact to comment on the Norton firewall, how well it works or how well it doesn't work. I certainly hope that this set of tutorials has helped you understand Norton. So if you decide to pick it up, you will understand how it works. It's a wonderful set of utilities. They're not all speech friendly, but many of them can be customized to at least work, especially if you're proficient with your a mouse pointing device, you can certainly get this stuff to work. And you just have to be patient, and eventually it'll work just great for you. The Norton System Works set of utilities from Symantec.com. Feel free to email djc@acbradio.org with your thoughts and comments. Until next time, Don Coco thanking you for listening.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.